The IT podcast will begin in 3, 2, 1.
Got the hefties Hello. With me. I'm at ITborn. If you want to yell at me, maybe. I don't use the Twitter as much, but hefty.
I don't have social media.
Okay. Same response to last episode.
Luck.
Okay. what have you been playing?
Still been playing all the same games. Still into Rocket League.
Same shit.
Still into H1.
Same Not thing, a different story. Thing. Yeah.
Recently I started Persona.
Yes, you did. Why is that?
Because you told me I had to play it.
No.
To be fair, I did want to play it anyway, so.
Yeah, no, that's a... I should probably turn my mic down a little bit more even. Yeah, how are you liking it? You're super new, right?
I've played some other Persona games, but no, this is...
No, right now, though, you're like 2 hours in.
I'm like 2-3 hours in. It's a blast. I knew it was going to be a blast.
Are you going to play some more after we get in with this?
Of course.
I want to watch you, so you'll have to do the share play or whatever.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Just,
what have you been into?
The Rocket League and Persona. Which I'll force you to buy.
Yeah. Yep.
You're going to thank me, so you're welcome.
I knew I was going to like it, to be fair.
You're welcome. I've just been playing Persona. Fuck, I love that game. The music stuck in my head every gosh damn day.
Music's always been good in that game, though.
And, yeah, I don't know. Outside that, I don't think there's anything ever. No. I played a little bit of Shardbound. I plan on playing a lot this weekend. Because I have 7 days off now. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a boatload of time into Persona. And also, I got to catch up on my shows, you know. Well, for one, Game of Thrones is coming out, but for two, like I got to finish Silicon Valley. You watch that or no?
I've never even heard of it.
Okay. Wow. Okay, you have some issues, but I got to finish Silicon Valley, HBO series, and a technological based series. Yeah. You have problems. I also have to finish The Ranch, which you also don't watch, I think. Netflix. Ashton Kutcher. Hilarious. Oh, I'm like, yeah. Good show. I got to finish that. I'm all caught up on my StarCraft watching. So hopefully I have time to play Persona, watch these shows, and... I want to play a few other games, so we'll just see what they are. I mean, I have a lot of games, so, and not just that, like, before we started this, I want to play games with you and with you guys. Yeah. I want to play something competitive. Maybe we'll play some golf with friends or maybe we'll stream some of that or something. I don't know.
That'd be fun.
We'll figure out something to stream.
I'm always down to kick your ass and get friends.
And I'll kick your ass and then I'll cuss you out. So
don't worry, we'll just play Aztec.
Yeah, okay. No, go fuck yourself. Okay, anyways. Next topic. So we got the... We're going to go to top 3 games of your past, your childhood. And no order. Right. No order. We never do order. Our tops are never order because then just people bitch and moan and it's just your opinion. You have a top.
Right.
So top three games you remember from your childhood. What are those? Do you want me to go first?
What's up?
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Mickey's Mystical Quest, I think is what it was called. On the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Game, it was a side scroller. Like, you got... I can verify that that's what the game was called. I'm pretty sure. Mickey's... But no, yeah, like, you play as a fireman. You played as a, like, Robin Hood-esque type, a wizard-esque type. You had, like, different costumes. Like, you would combat the level appropriately. But, no, my childhood memory is I remember playing this with my older cousins that were babysitting me. We would spend hours, just hours and hours, days, trying to beat this game.
Okay.
Literally, like, it wasn't an easy game. Ironic thing is, maybe like 4 years ago, one of my nephews, technically my cousin, wanted me to play this Super Nintendo game that was at my grandma's house because I sent all my stuff up there. And, I'm like, okay. He's like, oh, let's play Mickey. Okay. So I put it in. I beat the game in like 2 hours. It was kind of disheartening. Like, it kind of sucked because I remember spending like days and days and hours like trying to beat this game, you know?
Right.
And it was like, and it was still a good game though. I actually thoroughly enjoyed like playing that through for him. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed it, so.
It's always good when you can go back to a game that you enjoyed.
No, it's a blast, and it was kind of cool to see, like, the juxtaposition of, like, this is how I remember it, and, like, this. And the game still held up. It was still, like, a very good game. I was surprised with how much I remembered. So, yeah. I you know. You want me to keep talking for 10 minutes, or you want to give me one?
Hey, I got one for you.
Okay.
Super Bubsy. It came out. I remember when we got our first computer. It had. It came with Super Bubsy in 1995. I still have it too. Like, I still have the CD from of Super Bubsy. It was like this. You played like this cat, and okay. you had to collect balls of yarn and make it from one end to the other, kind of like Mario.
Yeah.
And I just remember I spent like hours, like there was different levels and like you couldn't get hit by water, and there would be like these little cheesy enemies that they were aliens. And you had to like avoid them. I put hours and hours into that game. It was a lot of fun. I should put that in one of these days.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever played that. So that's kind of,
it was a lot of fun.
Kind of weird differential thing. I guess my other one. Is Pokemon Stadium.
Well, that was a good one.
And we didn't play the game. None of us played the game. Pokemon Stadium and Stadium 2. None of us played the game. You just played the mini games.
Yeah, that was the only reason to buy it.
And Pokemon Stadium 2, the Chansey game. I will fucking bet $1 million that I'll beat anyone on this world on that. Oh, it was so awesome.
I'm good at the Diglett game.
But, okay, that was the first Pokemon Stadium. That was my favorite game on the first one, was the Diglett game. So, but I would get pissed because of the how it works. And, like, it's kind of like the fucked up, like, Mario Party stuff where, like, if you're in last, you know, we're going to give you special treatment. Like, fuck that. And that's how it was. So it pissed me off because, like, the first one. So the second one was more random with that regards. But the second one was more bullshit in other regards. I'll get into that. But so the first one was just whoever's in last, they picked a mini game. So all everyone did, they knew I hated the Drowsy game. I sucked at it. I hated it. Only if it was first turn, like, random pick, I would play the Diglett game. Or, like, any of the Lickitung game was fun. Like, any of that stuff. Nope. As soon as the first game got over, all three of my fucking friends were going to pick Drowsy. Because we know Derek sucks at it. And that's the only way we'll beat him. So, give it to them for, like, using strategy. But, like, I'm like, fuck you.
My one buddy used to do that, too. He had two controllers that were broken. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, the first game, like, if he got first pick, first thing that he did every time, it was, like, the R button was broken. And that, you have to use that for, like, half of them. So he had three controllers. He would take the good one and force his friends to use the broken one. So every time that we played the Diglett, or the Sandshrew game, you could only dig with one arm.
Oh, the LR. Oh, yeah.
You couldn't dig with both arms.
That's the other one people picked. Because, you know me, I'm notorious for not being able to mash buttons.
It's true.
It was the Drowsy. I'm not sure why I was bad at Drowsy. Because, like, my skill set, you would think I would be good at that type of game. But just for whatever reason, I suck at that game. Right. And it was them, too. It was them. Oh, so the Sandshrew and the Pikachu one. Okay. It's literally tap A, tap A, tap B, tap B.
Right.
Actually, that was the main one. It depended who was picking. So, like, one of my friends would pick, you know, the Sandshrew one because they were good at that. And then next it would go to pick the Pikachu one, like Chavo. Chavo, especially the Pikachu one, because, like, his fucking, like, thumb's, like, really weird, and it's like twitch. I don't know how the fuck the kid does it. Like, he just hits A really fast, or any button really fast.
He's an alien.
And then Pat, who is more nuanced, he would pick the Drowsy game. So it was like those three games were a cycle. That's all we played, because it was almost like it was a team fucking effort to defeat Derek.
I mean,
I would get so pissed. I'm still pissed. No, it's not. I'm still pissed. Like, yeah, you want? Yeah, like, fuck you, Hefty. Fuck all my friends that just literally root for Derek to lose. Like, fuck you guys. Okay. Anyways, that was my second game. So, do you want another one? Or do you want me to continue to say fuck you for rooting against me?
I got it. I got it.
You would be the asshole that picked fucking the Drowsy game.
I would too.
Seven times in a row. Seven times in a row. Because I have 8 stars. You don't want me to get that last one. So 7 times in a row.
Yeah. Always take an early lead, so I have to screw whoever's winning. You just happen to be the unfortunate soul.
That's no, that's place. Okay in that regard. I would hope you're not the asshole that's if third person wins, that's better than Derek winning. I'm gonna fuck over myself and lose, but as long as Derek doesn't win, that's where I get pissed.
Don't worry, I only do that in speedrunners.
Yeah, exactly. But that's where I get pissed. Like, try to win yourself, you know? That don't fuck me over because, you know, like, It's not a victory if you lose and someone else wins besides Derek. Like that's not a victory for you. So fuck you for thinking like that. Anyways, yeah.
No. Okay.
This all might right. This might be a long podcast. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're in for the long haul.
So your next favorite pastime? No, we're getting into good conversation here. So.
Another one was Star Wars Dark Forces, and both this and Bubsy, like, they're memorable to me because they were two of like my earliest gaming memories. Like they're the first two computer games I ever played. It was back in 1995.
Yeah. Just like a quick side note, like the Bubsy, I'm laughing because my niece, like whenever she was super, super young, wanted me to play, I think the game was called Croc. And I had the PS2 game. It was unopened. And so I opened it up. I'm like, okay. She's like, oh, I want you to play this game. And oh, it was so bad. But I played like for like 4 hours because she wanted me to. So yeah, anyways. Keep going. What's this non-Bubsy game? Star Wars what?
Star Wars Dark Forces.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember, like, it was a 2D game. Well, 2D, 3D. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just remember I didn't actually like play through the game. Like at this point I was like 5 years old.
But why, you know? Like what resonates with you is how you remember it. Cause actually this brings up a thing with me. Like I remember like the 64 Star Wars. Like I didn't even think about this until now, but, playing with Ruben and with Ruben Kuhn, like, doing like the wrapping the rope around the big AT-AT or whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh no, you got to remember this game came out in like 1995, so I didn't have anything like that. It was more or less
Dark Forces was like the that was the like first person almost Doom-esque.
Yeah,
game, right?
It was
yes.
Like Doom.
Okay.
It was
okay.
Star Wars Doom.
But anyway, so, that's why it reminded me of. Yeah. Yeah.
Keep going. Yeah. So,
I do know what game you're talking about now. Okay.
It was a lot of fun because literally it was like a Star Wars Doom. I just ran around and shot people for hours and hours.
With lasers. And that's always fun when when you're young. Shooting lasers.
It's one of my earliest gaming memories, so that's why it's one of my top three.
Okay. I mean, so we've both done two. Should we, talk about our third one, or should we just leave it be? Which is both of ours, I'm pretty sure.
Because people
don't know it, so we got, yeah.
It's gonna come up in a later topic anyway.
Yeah, so let's just go there now, yeah?
All right.
Yeah or no?
Yeah.
The Dark Clouds.
Dark Cloud. What an incredibly underrated
game.
What a
glorious game. I still remember, I don't know what it was, like maybe like EGM or maybe like PlayStation Magazine. I'm not sure. I still remember seeing the magazine, though, like, The Zelda Killer.
I remember
that as being a kid, like, The Zelda Killer. And that's a bullshit title. That's bullshit. The game's nothing like Zelda. That's the dude wears a green hat, that's all. He wears a poncho. Does Link wear a poncho? No.
I think it was, intended
Yeah, the intent was
their response.
Yes. Same as like Killzone as being like the Halo killer. Yes.
Right, and it just
didn't But it's nothing like Zelda. It is absolutely nothing like Zelda. Like, what's the same? The dude wears a green hat, and he doesn't talk. Those are the two same things. He says, "Yeah." A lot, so
that's right. Like, but then again, when that game came out, like, there wasn't a whole lot of voice acting.
Well, I'm saying that's the only similarities, though.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Game's awesome.
A young boy going on an adventure.
Dark Cloud 2 is even better. The first one, dude. The first one is really hard. I never got it. Like, there's so many, like, intricate, like, for one, your weapon. If that breaks, you're fucked. It's gone. That's gone. That's gone.
It's over.
And guess what? You can't save whenever you want.
Oh, it's like when you get caught in a dungeon and you're sitting there and you're not paying attention to your weapon. And, like, you know that it's low, but you think you can get a few more hits in and it breaks.
Yeah, and there's no save points between, like, levels of dungeon either. So guess what? Even if you're like, oh, fuck, I broke my weapon, you're probably losing, like, at least 2 hours of gameplay. Am I wrong?
It can be that bad.
It can be even worse, actually. It depends how many floors you go through, because there's no save points in between.
I was the type of player that left after every floor.
Oh, okay. See, I was the type of do as much as I can at once and then go do other things. I do the same with Persona, which, I mean, you're going to play. Or you are, but... yeah, I was... very, 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 very much push my characters and my weapons in that case to the limit.
I learned my lesson very quickly.
And guess what? I've also been very much fucked over in Persona as well. So I'm not saying you heed my advice here, because it doesn't always work.
Right.
I remember getting Dark Cloud 2 for, I got it for Christmas. And, I remember being very hesitant of the game because, like, Dark Cloud 1 was, at that time, trying to be, like, a more realistic-looking, you know, game. Dark Cloud 2 was cel-shaded. I was pissed about it. I was fucking pissed. Started playing the game. Oh, my God. Dark Cloud 2. We need a Dark Cloud 3, Hefty.
We do, which actually...
Dark Cloud 2 is one of the best games of all time, which you still have not played, so fuck you too.
I haven't played through. I've played it before, yes, but I haven't played it. It was something that I didn't play all the way through when I was younger.
Yes. So fuck you too. And you... okay.
But no, I mean, that does bring us...
No, so we got our top three. This irks me. It's leading into our news. Ni no Kuni.
No Kuni.
Level 5. Delayed.
Not only that, but there was some other news on it too.
What?
That was released with that. He during E3, he hinted towards it having multiplayer, but then came back around and said that it was a misunderstanding. He misunderstood the question. There's not actually.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, really? It was in his interview when he was actually talking about it being delayed.
It being delayed sucks ass. But that you're buying that game too, by the way. So, No, it sucks, but I think like what you're saying is probably a online play, almost like Demon's Souls was, or...
Well, right. No. He was just, he when he was talking
there's about... There's an online functionality, I feel like, in
there,
that game.
There is, and he
and I feel like he got that. Dumbfounded because, like, they were trying to say, like, multiplayer, like, us playing together.
Well, yeah, when they asked him if there was multiplayer, he misunderstood it as he meant to say that there was a, you know, online functions.
Yeah,
but
it's kind of like Persona. If you click your thing like on the questions, it says like who answers what. I've told you that.
Right.
Also, there's a Thieves Guild, and it asks you every time you log into the game. Not sure what that's about. Still.
Okay.
Fuck. I'm like 50 hours into this damn game and I still don't know what the fuck it does. Okay. Anyways. All right. So our top three is good. Yeah. Well, obviously we got to win to Ni No Kuni. So, white PS4 Pro. Hell yeah. You know, I love fucking white devices. My mic's white. I love the clean look. Okay, so my mouse. Nope, white was bad. It's fucking already dirty as fuck.
I mean, what did you expect?
That's why I don't want a white keyboard either. No.
That's why I
did. My like Sony Xperia colors. Phone. I work in a very, very dirty place. You know that. My phone, fine. Well, until I, you know, dropped it for like the 787th time and it broke, but fine. My Vita, signed in permanent marker by David Jaffe. You would never know it. I don't know what fucking material Sony like makes their fucking shit out of. That should be my shirt, should be made out of that. I can't buy white shirts because I fuck them up. So I don't know where this material came from, but my mouse isn't made of it. So everything should be made out of that material. Whatever the PS Vita white Japan version, whatever material that is, everything should be made out of it. And my phone too. And they feel like two different materials, but both of them are like, I can't do anything to fuck them up. They're white regardless. Like, they're spotless. I don't know. And then well, I wanted my my PlayStation Pro, obviously, for, you know, I'm going to get a new TV when I move into my new house, so.
Right.
So it kind of works out. And all I got, it's the Destiny bundle.
Okay.
So, it's the Destiny bundle that I pre-ordered, so. And all that's right. Fine. Yeah, you're going to play Destiny. We'll see if we play together or not, because you might get it on PC, but I think that's coming out later, so. I'll convince you.
Who wants to play where.
Yeah, I'll convert you. No worries. I guess the other news is, like, all this teraflops bullshit. Who gives a fuck about that?
Nobody really, but it seems to come up like every year.
It does seem to come up, but what the fuck's the point? Like, I own a $2,000 fucking custom built PC, and guess what? I still play things on my PS4.
Right.
I don't know. I don't get the point in, like, yeah. If it helps make a better game, then that's fine. But it's kind of like the PS3 with their custom... Well, it's the PS3 and the PS2 with their custom-built, like, architecture. Guess what? Like, Uncharted and The Last of Us did things that you could not do on an Xbox because it was custom-built from the ground up.
Like, listen...
But guess what? Teraflops still never mattered, so...
Well, the whole teraflops thing, like, right now is just a giant bragging point.
Yeah.
They haven't really talked about, like, why it's important or anything. So literally just a swag stick.
And yeah. And none of it matters because it's how you utilize that. That's the reason why consoles exist, and it's not only PC based. It's because you can spend $300 on a console and it works. You know, it's going to work. It's going to work how it's going to work. And it's, to me, it's absurd that you can get such good looking games on such a cheap fucking device. Have you played Uncharted 4? Have you played Horizon? Like, that's a fucking $300 device that looks better than anything I can play on my computer. On my $2,000 PC. It's like, to me, it's awesome. Like, that's why consoles exist. So, like, I don't know why the PS4 Pro exists either. I don't know why the Xbox One, like, X...
XX,
the naming's fine. I just don't know why they exist, because no one's actually utilizing the hardware within that. And the whole point of consoles is you have this very, very specific thing, and you make games just for that and utilize every little fucking nook and cranny just for that. So, like, this, like, whole, like, iteration on stuff, it's like, well, what's the point?
Right.
I said the same thing with the PS4 Pro. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I think, like, the whole thing is, like, leading into, like, 4K. Like, obviously, but...
Yeah, I guess, but... Like, you're kind of like defeating the purpose of a console. Or you're trying to. It's almost like you're self-sub... It's almost like Microsoft and Sony are self-sabotaging themselves. They're trying to be the phone market. They're trying to be like PC bait. Like, it, your mom, if she walks into a store, like, what the, she wants to buy, you know, you don't have kids yet, but she wants to buy her grandkid a gaming system, and what the fuck is she going to buy? All of a sudden, it's not just, do I want to get a Nintendo or a PlayStation or an Xbox? It's like, okay, I'm going to get them an Xbox. Well, do I get them the Xbox or the Xbox One? Wait. That's a whole separate thing, but do I get them the Xbox One? Do I get them the Xbox X? Do I get them the Xbox S? Like... It's very, 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 like, and it honestly doesn't matter to that much. I don't like the console iterations in general. I don't like the PS4 Pro. I don't like the Xbox One X. Yeah.
I very much think that, like, the problem is like, it's not the issue that these things came out. It's the issue that they're trying to bring them out on top of, like, other consoles as well. It's not like, this is the console that's replacing that one, and, you know, this is the platform that everything is going to eventually go to. It's that they're, like, coexisting with another platform. Like, that's the problem.
The Xbox One X, like, how it costs, like, $500. Why?
It's $400.
No, I think it's $500.
It might be a...
But, I don't, like, know. Why? Like, at that point, why aren't you just buying a graphics card for your computer? Because guess what? No game's going to be... Literally, what you're going to get on that system, that platform, is a port over from the PC code to maybe, like, give you a little bit better shit. I just don't get the, you know... The iteration of consoles and, like, stuff like that, I don't get it. Give me a new console, like, every, like, whatever it is. It used to be 5, now, like, right. Technology's moving too fast. Like, every, like, 5, 6, 7 years. And let me see that jump. Let me see those developers, right, like, make stuff specifically for that. Because the sad thing is, like, the Xbox One X is a very, very good console. Who's making games for it? fucking no one. They're making games for the Xbox One and the PS4. And then everything else is just a software like up-res to that.
Right.
Like, do you... Like, look at The Last of Us. Like, how gorgeous was that game? Because it was literally developed specifically for this hardware. They said... They actually said it was such a pain in the ass to put it on PS4 that when they just straight, like, try to convert it, which is pretty much all you're doing for the PS4 Pro and the Xbox One X, because it's all PC architecture right now. The Last of Us ran worse just trying to be ported over on the PS4 than the PS3. Like, because it was developed for one system, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, that was my point. We can move on. Derek can go through rants about this for like 10 hours. So, I don't know. You have any news?
Only thing that I got is talks of an update for PlayerUnknown.
Okay.
Coming up here soon. They're adding a lot of. There's been a huge cry amongst some of the people, the community, for first person servers. You know, right now it's third person, but you can swap back and forth. But they're going to make in Europe, in America first, and then eventually it'll spread from there. They're going to do first person only servers that you can queue for. You can't switch to the third person. You can only play. And I think it's going to be a choice. I don't know if it's just going to be random. I would hope that you get to choose. It's going to be released for, I think, singles queue and doubles. I don't think they're releasing it for fours, right off the bat. But yeah, I mean, it's cool that people ask for it and they're doing it for them. So I thought that was pretty neat.
Fuck. Are you excited for that or?
Yeah.
Like, are you interested in that aspect or would you rather just,
I'd be fairly interested. I'm more interested.
Or just more like, yeah, that's cool that they're supporting it.
It's a little bit of both. I think for me, my excitement comes from they had talked about adding zombies onto the map.
Okay.
I'm not sure, so it kind of adds like this other element of danger. I think that'll help speed the game up too. If something like, you don't have to worry about just people. There's also zombies that come out.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. I wish The Last of Us did that in the multiplayer.
That would have been neat.
Last of Us multiplayer was so good. So, yeah. Anything else? I think we went through the news. I just want to reiterate. Nino Kuni 2 got delayed.
It's a bummer.
Fuck you. You're playing it because I'm going to tell you to play it.
Well, no, I'm not going to play it. Fuck you. Don't tell me how to live my life, Dad.
Hey, I'm an old man, all right? I got to mitigate my knowledge on the young people.
I feel you.
That's how it works, okay? You're younger, you have to acknowledge the older people, the wisdom. Yeah.
I hate that you're a couple years older than me.
It's ironic because every year on my birthday, like, so Ruben's 15 days after me, I get old man, old man texts, or even before then, like old man phone calls for 15 days. Then he's the same age. Brian's birthday is April 2nd, so that's like another week and a half, and it's like an ongoing thing of just like literally my two longest like lifelong friends are within like 3 weeks of my birthday, but I still get the old man tweets or tweets. Why do I always say tweets? I don't know. I don't even use the Twitters. I have like four accounts on there. I've never used them. So,
but yeah, you don't know how to use them. You're old.
Exactly. That's why I had to make four accounts, because I was struggling. Or because I couldn't have set up my name. Like I got the IT Born. I got the Derek Decker. But that's the problem, is I'm worried about people being able to spell my name. So that's where the issue lies. And I have the Derek Diggler. So that's too old for you too. So because you're young and you don't know what.
Are you talking about Dirk Diggler?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
You know, I didn't. Okay. I honestly didn't know. I just had I had younger people calling me Derek Diggler all night, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is. And then actually later, yep. We should not go too personal on that.
Let's just move on from it.
Yes.
We'll keep going.
So random. Oh yeah. So I got a non-video game question for you.
Okay.
What is the largest animal that you would win in a fight?
Like, if I fought, what is the largest animal that I would win?
Yes. If you fought any animal, what's the largest one you would win? Yes.
Is there like a science behind this, or is it like what I'm confident that I could beat? Like
no, there's no science. This is bullshit. You're gonna get one of these questions every week, so get fucking used to it.
I mean, like, I'm fully prepared.
And whoever comes on, like, they're gonna, and I'm gonna tell you what the fuck the question is. Just whoever comes on. By the way, if anyone like knows, I'm telling this from the DDFP. So yeah, go ahead. What? The Dave Demoshek football. Yeah.
I would, that's a good question. I don't know, maybe a black bear?
A black bear. You'll beat a black bear.
Yeah. I'm confident.
You can beat a bear. You're in an arena. Like, you just throw in, you're going to beat a bear.
Just like fist to claws. Like, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, that's all you get. It's just like your hands. You think you can beat a bear?
See, I was going to say alligator.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if that's any better. Okay.
I feel like that's better, because, like, think about it. Like, you know.
Yeah.
As long as it's, like, not coming for me, I can get, like, behind it and jump on it and, like, jab my thumbs in its eyes or something, right?
Whereas, like, okay.
A bear is going to be, like, a little bit more aggressive. But it is a black bear, but, like, still, it's a bear.
Okay. I think a bear would fuck you up.
What's up?
I think an alligator would fuck you up, too. I don't know.
I'm sticking with alligator. Fuck you.
Okay, an alligator. Not a crocodile? I just know.
A saltwater crocodile, then. Fuck you. I don't know.
See, that's a thing. Because if you pick a shark, too... See, so that's go actually kind of smart of you.
If it was a shark, I would be fucking dead.
No, because it wouldn't even have to. No, because it's a Floyd like Mayweather thing. Like, it's in your arena. It's in a desert arena. Shark, that's a good choice.
Well, I mean, like, if you specify, like, it's gonna be like a land based battle, I would pick a fucking killer whale. Or like a blue whale. I'll pick a blue whale. But
here's the thing. I've also heard that like sharks can live like for like 10 hours like outside of water. So yeah, are you like you really going to go?
At that point you can
but,
just
no,
you
but
can
are you
going
to go try to fuck it up? You know how like right. quick they move their necks? Like they'll turn around and fucking bite your ass.
I mean they'll flop. Like I think that you're overestimating the shark a little bit. Like I feel like at that point I'd have the upper hand.
No, the only winning is you just sit there for 10 hours until it dies.
Ah, you could like kick it like a couple hundred times. I mean, that's morbid to talk about beating an
you
animal.
You can't but kick
I mean,
it. It'll bite why? You. Said, it'll bite you.
Nah, dude. You get behind it. So like when it goes to flop, you can get away from that.
I'm going to get behind it. I'll snap its neck back. Like, yeah. No.
I mean,
I
like
you're underestimating the shark.
Are you in like a 9-foot fighting space or something where it's taking up 8 of the 9 feet? Or is it like old school Roman fucking cathedral?
It's like Roman fucking, yes.
A big Roman cathedral? You have more than enough space to get to an angle where it can't hit you.
Are you sure you just have your hands?
Get behind that bitch and somehow finagle its ass onto its back. It'll
are
knock
you,
it out.
Are you willing to, with your own fist and foot, kick a shark from behind? Because
if I have to.
No, it's not if you have to. It's, I'm asking what's the biggest thing you think it could be. I'm telling you right now.
You're putting me in arena. I mean, do I want to fight any large creature? Like, who in their right mind is going to look at like a fucking... look at an elephant and be like, I'm gonna go up and knuckle box that bitch. Right? I mean, like, this is clearly a forced situation. Like, you get, like, choose whatever you're confident that you can beat. Like, I'm not gonna go out to the fucking wild and be like, you know what? This giraffe, I'm gonna go up and kick it right in the fucking shin. That thing's gonna shit whip you. Like, if you're asking me in a land-based fighting arena if I could take a shark, I think my chances are a little bit better than like a fucking like gorilla or elephant or fucking Jesus Christ. Like,
I can't argue this. No, you.
I mean, they're valid points, right?
They are valid points. My question was, is what can you beat? It's a bear you can't beat in an arena.
I wanted to pick something badass. That's why I said fucking crocodile or alligator.
Like, you can't beat that either fucking, in an arena.
Like what? Who says? Who's to say that like, you didn't say that it was going to be, like, aggressive as fuck? Like, I mean, like, maybe it just kind of sits there for a second, and I get behind it, and I jump on it, and I fucking, like, jab it in the eyes.
No, there's no, like, part of the game that, now, like, bitch. You're coming up as he's asleep, and, like, you just fucking...
No, he's not asleep. Like, I mean, like, it's not in the water, so, like, that's not really, like, it's hunting ground, so, you know, like, maybe it's not gonna, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, there's
a
logic behind it.
Yeah, I got you. I can't breathe. But...
And asking me if I'm gonna fight like a fucking tiger or something.
Oh,
like,
I
the crocodile. Over here with this shit.
I look
what
forward
are you,
to.
What are you gonna pick? A fucking bunny rabbit?
Me? What would I pick?
Like, yeah, what would you pick?
I'd play the long game. I would fucking pick a fish. Any sort of fish. No, like a whale or a shark, anything. I'll sit there for fucking 10 hours. I won't do anything. But if you want me to take it seriously, like maybe, like a biggest animal? Like, I don't know. It's still scary. I'll say like a moose.
That thing will fuck you up. You'd have, honestly, you would have a better chance with the fucking crocodile than you would a moose. Are you kidding me?
No. They're docile. So, like, I could, like
that's
you're in the
bullshit.
Stadium. They're in the...
Oh, no,
no, you're, like, in the stadium. You can walk up and, like, try to pet it. And then all of a sudden, like, you just pull, like, a fuck you and punch him in the balls.
That motherfucker with them giant ass fucking horns would shit whip you around until you died. At least with a crocodile, your ass can zigzag and get away.
No, bullshit. Crocodiles are fast as fuck.
Yeah,
a
but
moose,
like,
you,
they,
yeah, moose,
they can go fast in a straight line.
A moose, you have one option. It's their feet. So you, like, lure them in and just punch them in the balls and, like, yeah, take them down.
With the moose, your options are like, hey, I can either die or I can try to fight and die.
No, you won't die. They won't kill you. The worst is they'll knock your ass out and move on. Because
are you
they're
fucking
friendly.
Kidding me?
No, a moose isn't gonna eat you. They're not gonna kill you. They just knock your ass out, it's and like they're good. You're
gonna fucking maul you with them big ass horns.
No, that's why you pick a fucking female. What is a female moose?
A moose? I don't know.
Because I mean, like a doe, obviously. Like a cow, elk. Is a female moose a cow? I should know this.
I'm not Canadian. I don't know the answer to this.
I don't either. And I've killed like 30 fucking animals, but I should know what a moose is, but I don't know what I live in Arizona, so I don't have.
You should clarify that here. You hunt and that you're not some fucking weirdo
Yes. Okay. Good job. Yeah. Anyways, we got so sidetracked for being a video game podcast. Okay. So your topic.
The topic of the week, which is my idea.
That's what we're calling it. Yeah.
Which is games that you would, a game that you would like to see more of.
Oh yeah. So first of all, we already did the Dark Cloud thing. Take that off the table. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to take that off my table. That was like my big go-to.
We've been there. We discussed it. So both of us wanted Dark Cloud 3. Both of us want it. Fuck yeah. Okay. So next.
All right. What other game would you like to see more of?
Me?
Yeah.
None?
No. You don't have any games that you thought were fantastic that you wish had come out?
No, I'm sure I can find one. My point is I liked The Last of Us, which wasn't supposed to, I don't know who quantified that. It should have been Uncharted 4 when Last of Us came out. Guess what? I like that. I don't want a Last of Us 2. I don't want a Last of Us 2. Well, fuck all you guys that say that. I don't want it.
That's kind of like there are games that are like that.
I don't want a new God of War.
But there are other ones that like
let those talented people make a new game. Yeah, you are right. That's a whole separate subject. By the way, I'm still gonna buy The Last of Us 2 and God of War because they look awesome. But no, you are right. That is a whole separate subject from what you're bringing up. So my bad for going on that rant. Give me another one. I'll think if there's on your regards of.
I mean, for me, the big ones are kind of like, for the longest time, like the games and series that I like that just seem to take forever to come out.
Yeah,
Borderlands.
Borderlands, that's a very good one.
Borderlands 3 or looking for a new Elder Scrolls.
I would very much love a new Borderlands. And the, whatever it was called, I don't know what the fuck it was called. The last Borderlands? Yeah, the pre-sequel. That was just a bullshit money grab. They admitted it, yeah. So that sucks. I would like a new, just full-fledged Borderlands.
That would be so good.
Yeah, no. You brought up a good point. I would very, very, very much like a new Dark Cloud, but that's off table, so.
listen, I still, I will say it because I feel like Dark Cloud is going to come up almost every time. Because that's just the nature of the beast. We love it that much.
So here's the thing. We seem to preach to everyone, you need a new Dark Cloud and you need to listen to Randy Houser. Those are the only two choices.
Exactly. Yeah, listen, our podcast every week is literally just going to be, hey, our Lord and Savior is Randy Houser.
You know, I'm going to add it. I'm going to close the podcast with our Lord and Savior.
There you go. And why isn't there a Dark Cloud 3?
Yeah. Every podcast is going to be like, why isn't there a Dark Cloud 3? Now, here's maybe the person that can give that to us, because because it's our savior.
Randy Houser, when I need you the most, where are you? Come and save the day.
I guess clarify for people who don't know, you don't like country music.
My knowledge of country music begins and ends with Randy Houser's How Country Feels.
Okay. I wanted to clarify that.
Check.
I don't know. Do you want to continue on the games we want made, or?
I think that was pretty good.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot more I'm not giving you, but the problem is...
Well, I mean, like...
Well, no. So the problem is I know a few, but all of them would turn into, like, 10-hour Derek rants.
Right.
Like, I mean, I can say resistance, but then I'm going to fucking... Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, most of them are like series for me, like Borderlands or Dark Cloud.
Well, I can say that too. The Elder Scrolls. I have a lot of thoughts about this. It's too broad of a topic, unless you want to hear 13 hours of Derek talking. So, so I think I'm done with that.
All right.
You?
Yeah.
Fuck. Now the next thing is Derek's rant. I think I've ranted enough, no?
You feel like you got it?
I think I've already ranted enough, or I can give you another one.
All right. We'll leave him with a few of Derek's mini rants.
What, should I give another one? I don't know.
That's completely up to you.
I have like 16 though.
It's up to you.
Okay, I'll give like a half one. Because I have like 15, so. And like without going too personal, I think it's literally absurd. It's ridiculous. So the company I work for is the largest private owned mining company in the entire US. Guess what? You can't log into their shit on anything outside of Internet Explorer. That means every person in the whole fucking world, you can't fucking log into your account on a phone or a tablet because it only supports Internet Explorer. Guess what else is fucking crazy? Microsoft only has Internet Explorer on a PC. They support no mobile devices. This is two multi-billion-dollar companies, two of them, that literally don't support the common day, like, current fucking person. Like, what the fuck's that about? Who the fuck does that? Microsoft doesn't have a mobile browser. Huh? Huh? You literally, like... have a monopoly on the computer industry, basically, outside of Apple. You have a monopoly, but yet you have nothing to do with phones at all. You don't have a browser that works on phones. Google does. Firefox does. Safari does. How are you the biggest? It doesn't fucking work. And then the company I work for, like, they fucking only support fucking Internet Explorer because they're running, like, fucking 18-year-old fucking UI, like, Internet Explorer-based shit. It doesn't even work on the new Microsoft stuff, like the Edge. Like, I don't know what the fuck that is. That's a whole other load of bullshit, but it doesn't work either. Like, who's doing this? I log into this multi-billion-dollar corporation into my what? Into my, like, my job, like, my profile, and it looks like a clusterfuck. It looks like I designed it when I was fucking 14 and on fucking Yahoo fucking GeoCities. Like, it's a fucking... There's two multi-billion-dollar corporations, and they're just fucking shitting the bed on it. I don't understand. I don't get it. And somehow they get away with it. So, yeah. That's my rant. I'll end it there. That wasn't that bad. I think that was kind of short. I'll have a lot longer rants, so don't you worry.
I feel.
Was it that bad? I think it's all right.
I think it was all right.
It makes logical. All my rants are going to make logical sense. So.
Eventually, at least in my opinion, full Derek rant.
Yeah. I've been pretty tame so far, so. We shall see how this goes in the future. I might be using my Twitters more, you know, because I might get a lot of cussing out, but yeah. Okay, so. I guess we'll start to wrap up the show.
Right.
Wind
down.
The lives. What? I kind of touch on my life. What have you been up to, Hefty?
I typically do the same thing week in, week out. You know, I work most of my days and come home and, you know, chat with people and play video games.
That's about it. Have you seen the new Spider-Man?
I've seen the, like, previews and stuff for it.
You wouldn't watch it?
No, I mean...
Oh, fuck you. I want to go watch it, but, I mean, that requires driving an hour and a half, so...
I don't typically go out and do things a whole lot, you know? So, like, I don't... It's kind of like I'm in this debate, like, okay, like, I want to go watch a movie, but who the fuck am I going to go watch it with?
Yeah.
So, I don't want to be that fucking weirdo
No. No, okay. Yes. No, I know that it is fucked up, and... I was worried about that for the longest time. My best times have been going to a movie by myself now.
Well, then you don't have people bugging you, like talking to you.
Over the past like 5 years. Yeah. You don't have like, hey, like, what do you think about that? Like, no, it's awesome. So
typical.
I guess a more serious movie or like something you're passionate about, I still think is better to watch with people because then afterwards you talk to them about it.
Right.
Like, oh, like, what do you think about that? Like, that's entertaining. And you know me, I like talking in general. I like learning and I like, I'm very interested in conversation in general.
Right.
Well, I'm not with people actually, but if it's pertinent to a certain subject, I like talking. I don't like people, but yeah, Okay. Anyways, no, I like coming from a movie and like talking to people about it, but for the most part, I haven't, after I get out of a movie with people, like usually there's not any talking. It's like an awkward like drive back to like to your home or your apartment or wherever.
Right.
And no one talks. It's, yeah, I don't know. I thoroughly enjoy, and I was sketchy about it like 7 years ago. Of just going to a movie by yourself. I like going to a movie by myself. I prefer that.
See, I'm very, like, it depends on the movie. Like, if somebody is talking to me during the movie and it's like something that like I can actually comment on. But most of the time, like when you go to the movie and people are talking to you, it's just kind of like you're there and it's a fresh experience for both of you. And you get the, well, why did they do that? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. I'm watching it the same time.
The same time. Yeah, exactly.
That's the kind of talking I don't know.
I didn't direct the fucking movie. Did you?
I don't know. Let me call up my friend. Steven Spielberg and ask him why he did this. What?
I'm not sure if I've done it, but now I'm aware of it. So I don't know if I did the lips.
This one's for you.
I don't know if I did it, but now I'm aware of it. So now I'm conscious about it. I was just being, yeah.
See, I would like to point out that Derek has an issue, and especially when somebody mentions it, where he likes to very vocally lick his lips.
So I don't like to, I just do it.
It's like, yeah.
It's a habit.
But once he's aware...
Have I done it yet or no? Yeah, once I do it, it's worse, but...
I mean, you literally cannot help but do it in the very opening of every time that we start recording.
Have I done it? Did I do it today?
Oh, you definitely did.
Okay. Have I done it through this whole podcast?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. That's good then. That probably means I haven't.
I try not to focus on it. I'm pretty sure anybody who's going to be listening now,
they
listening
just got to, they got to learn to accept like, it. They got to learn to accept it. I am who I am. If you don't it like was it, an fuck unwanted, you.
Yeah. It was an unwanted tidbit for you.
Okay. Game of Thrones is coming.
Right. You're much more excited about that than I am.
Yeah, because you're fucking like off your rocker.
I'm not off my rocker. It's not that I dislike the show. It's that
you are off your rocker.
I didn't get caught up on the one season. Listen, everybody ruined it for me because everyone ruined that show for me by like the constant hype. It's not because everybody likes it. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit that it's like everybody likes it. Like I still liked it. It's that everybody that wanted to talk to me about it just like hyped the shit out of it, and then I was less hyped when I watched it. So
well,
I just
congratulations,
like,
the four people we have listened to our podcast. You just killed them four off. So,
well, you know what? You're welcome. This is me. I am who I am.
No, I'm excited. So fuck you. I'm so pumped. It's been forever. I'm pissed off that it's only going to be like 7 episodes this season and like 7 more and the series is over. But that's also awesome. Like I like the fact that the Breaking Bad, like, they were printing money. Breaking Bad was fucking printing money. They could have went for like 17 seasons for people to watch that shit. And the dude was like, nope.
Definitely.
Dude was like, no, this is how it ends. This is how, like, this is. And I respect that. So I respect that for Game of Thrones too. But I'm sad too.
It's funny that you mentioned that. Because there were talks about them reviving Breaking Bad.
No.
Where? Like after
Better
after
Call Better Saul Call. Is already doing really well.
Right, but they had for I there was like a moment in time where he was talking about considering reviving the show.
They better not.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything since then, so this was like maybe a few years ago.
They better not. Oh. Ooh. Games you want a sequel to? What about TV shows? Huh? Firefly.
Yeah.
But the thing is
that was a terrible show. Nobody ever
shut
watched
the fuck it. Up. Like, you're just fucking doing that too. But I'm unlike I don't want a I don't want them to go back to it. I think it would be very cool to have an entire new cast and an entire new storyline within that universe, within that world.
That would be cool.
I say that about a lot of things. That's that'll be a whole nother subject of just people.
I thought about that, like the whole Firefly thing of like if they had revived it and didn't. Do you know what this is kind of another one? Okay, wait. Yeah, hear me out.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the movie Trainspotting?
Wow, you took some control there. I'm proud of you. No, I have not.
Okay, so that was like one of Ewan McGregor's like earliest movies, and like a movie about heroin addicts, and he's trying to clean his life up. Well, they came out with a second movie, but it was like 20 years later, and it's placed 20 years later. Like all of a sudden, he shows back up into town, and he starts catching up with these people from his past.
Okay.
Like I kind of thought that it would be cool if Firefly had done something like that where they revived it and it was based, you know, so many years later and it was kind of later in their lives.
Yeah. Pipe said
I mean obviously at this point they couldn't
Pipes
revive it and
said,
be like
fuck you.
Listen,
you
Derek,
heard her. You heard her. I'm just translating here.
You tell Pipes that there, I have nothing against her and I love the world out of her, but Derek can go fuck himself.
I can't though. Like, have you seen her face? Like, no, I say this and I also, I mean, I just, it's about too many sequels. So, no, I actually don't want a new Firefly. I think it ended perfect. I wish The Last of Us ended like that. But I think it would be cool to have a new storyline within that world, within that universe, you know? I don't want fucking like all the old people to come back.
I feel.
It would be very, very cool though, with just within that universe, within that realm, like it would be awesome to have a new storyline behind it.
It'd be cool.
That's the case in a lot of things though. And I don't feel like people do it enough. But this is going to be like a whole nother like 2 hour conversation. So,
right.
I don't know. I don't really have anything else to say. Do you? I had a nice cruise out in the hills. Drove my buddies fucking side by side. Went really fast. It was awesome. I don't know about like what else to say about the lives.
I think that's it. We're living the life.
I mean, whenever I can't take credit for our exit, because this is my friend that I've known for forever, and he's a dipshit. But that's where I got our exit. Hmm. Which is ironic, because I say I see the Twitters and then all that. That's all me, but. Yeah. You know what I say when I leave? That was stolen, so.
Way to tell all of your secrets.
Yeah, yeah. I'm giving it away. Well, the Twitters are me. The Borderlands, I was playing the Borderlands with Ruben for forever. All the other random shit I say, which I'm pretty sure you know, like 15 different things that I say that no one else does. those are all me. This is the one I've stolen and we're gonna keep it. So right. Yeah, I'm done if you are.
I think I'm good.
Okay. Laters, people.
Bye.
No. Laters.
Derek, let me live my fucking life.
Okay. That's probably
the Laters.
Okay. Laters, people.